It's now time for Back to Business with Robin Allen. Committed to serving the Tucson business community with ideas, strategies, and techniques to help us all recover from the effects of the COVID-19 crisis. The views on this program are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the station or its advertisers. Now, here are your hosts, Rob and Allen.
Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 22 and today is Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Alcorn Auto Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Allen Shoes.
And my name is Alan McCloskey. My wife, Annette, and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Allen Shoes, since 1982. As hosts of this show, Rob and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news. And on most shows, we interviewed leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggles and success. Rob, one such person who agreed to share with us today is Claire Grunstein. She and her husband, they brought the business Fabrics That Go to Tucson many years ago. The business and Claire are still going strong. Claire will join us a little later in the show.
That's right, Alan. Both you and I have admired Mrs. Grunstein and her family for many years.
I think the lesson Claire teaches us, Rob, is that having the proper attitude helps one succeed and continue to prosper. Rob, Claire is one of the most positive people I know. She's always thinking about moving forward. Claire and I have had quite a few discussions in recent weeks, and she has boundless energy and excitement for what is possible. She has the winning formula.
She sure does, Alan, and that brings me to an article that I saw about 14 steps to developing a winning attitude. Attitude, it's a common word. I love its mystique. It should be an all-the-time thing, but people who think they have a good one often slip at the first hint of trouble. The others who maintain a good one with regularity are likely getting help from Attitude's brethren of the faith variety. All will always turn out well. Attitude is also similar in nature to self-esteem. Someone can't give it to you. You have to build it on your own. It's lonely and it's self-taught. So how can you teach yourself to develop a winning attitude? Well, number one, focus on your passions. Give yourself a leg up by focusing on the things you love. It's much easier to develop a great attitude when you're doing something you love. Not sure what you're passionate about? Check out How to Determine Your Purpose in Life in Fewer Than 600 Words. Another idea, think positively. This might be easier for me to type than for you to do, though. Start small. Repeat. Think back on your life. Have you, for the most part, been successful? If so, why would you allow the thought of some fictitious, improbable future event prevent you from thinking positively at this moment? It's actually more likely that all will turn out well. Try it. It works. Slow down the speed of your emotions. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, take a deep breath. You need to practice becoming mindful of your racing thoughts because your automatic thinking and behaviors have unfortunately become automatic. Set goals high and monitor progress instead of specific results. Being realistic never changed anything. Being unrealistic does. Set goals for yourself that are higher than you can imagine. This might sound contrary to breeding positivity, and it will be if all you focus on are the outcomes of your attempts. Enjoy the journey along the way and pay attention to what you're accomplishing as opposed to the target goal you've set for yourself. It's the one time you can look back in proportion to looking forward. Get into process and out of outcome. Read out of reach but in sight, using goals to achieve your impossible. Make sure you can commit. Setting high goals is ridiculous if you can't commit to working toward and achieving them. This exercise also determines the things in your life you will need to sacrifice to achieve what you want. Don't ever give up being true to yourself. Let's get something straight. Winners quit. They quit the right things at the right times. They also choose the right things to start and focus only on those things. That's why you wouldn't consider thinking of them as quitters. If you've entangled yourself in something that isn't your passion, be true to yourself and find something else that is. It's your life. You're only lying to yourself if you continue doing something you don't want to do. Make no excuses. You are a victim of your own vibration. You are accountable for everything you do and everything that happens to you. Accept it. Own it. If you ignored the other 13 items in this post, this one alone will carry you to the right place. Surround yourself with the right people. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Do the math. Relationships are meant to empower you and should never victimize you. If any relationship isn't helping you become who you want to be, walk away. And avoid the wrong people. This is addition to subtraction. It's different than surrounding yourself with the right people and a little more painful. Be grateful. It's impossible to have a bad attitude when you have gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have because there are people who will never know have what you have today. And believe, whether you think you can or can't, you're right. Whether you think you will or won't, you're right. I've never met a person I didn't believe in, and I know more people than anyone know. If you believe in you, you should too. And have faith. Pair faith with belief, and all will turn out well.
So I have a summary of those top points that you just made, and just to remind people, these are those points. Focus on your passions. Think positively. Slow down the speed of your emotions. Set goals high and monitor progress instead of specific results. Make sure you can commit. Don't ever give up. Be true to yourself. Make no excuses. Surround yourself with the right people. Be grateful. And believe. So, Rob, let's talk about one of those, which is positive thinking, and see if we can give some more information to our listeners.
Sure, Alan. With the coronavirus pandemic being the primary topic on the news and concerns increasing over the economic impact of government shutdowns and CDC regulations, it's natural that business owners would have trouble maintaining a positive state of mind. However, maintaining a positive attitude can help better support your employees and make rational, proactive decisions to handle the weeks and months of changes ahead. As most of us already know, a positive state of mind can help you stay level-headed during the big decisions to come. Here's what science says on positive thinking. It increases resilience. When you experience positive emotions during times of stress, you increase your resilience and have a faster cardiovascular recovery. This means that your blood pressure stabilizes more quickly and your heart rate lowers, making it easier to remain calm and positive. It boosts your immunity. Research shows that people who maintain a positive state of mind are better equipped to manage the symptoms of illness. It helps you think clearly. A positive attitude improves your ability to solve problems, make decisions, use creative thinking, and judge objectively. For example, maintaining a positive state of mind can help you identify the best technology platform for your team and come up with a plan to keep your business operational, regardless of what's happening in the world around you. Here's some ways to help you stay level-headed in the coming weeks. Acknowledge your emotions. Allow yourself to acknowledge whether emotions you're feeling today are stress or anxiety you are feeling actually help you gain control of these emotions. This step can also allow you to more constructively manage any negative emotions and shift your perspective. Try taking a moment in the morning or the evening to use a meditation app like Headspace to take a moment for silence and centering yourself. Shoving down or ignoring your emotions only ensures that they will revisit you later. Maybe even invest in a subscription option for all of your employees. Prioritize the facts. In order to maintain your level head, it's important to take a rational perspective on COVID-19. Ask yourself to what degree it's interfering with your life and your business, what precautions you take, and how you can manage any negative emotions you may be feeling. Take a moment to make a list of what you can control and what you can't. Frequent websites you can trust, like the CDC's website, for information rather than social media or unchecked sources. Prioritizing the facts will ensure that you're well-informed and not taking on extra unhelpful information into account in your decision-making. Start a weekly gratitude practice. Gratitude changes you and your brain. Recent evidence shows something as simple as writing a gratitude letter weekly about what you're thankful for in your life can have permanent positive effects on your brain. Take 5 minutes to write five things you're grateful for in your phone before you get out of bed. This could mean focusing on the health of your family, friends, and employees, feeling grateful that your team can work remotely or the assistance of the government is going to provide small business owners if they need it. This practice can actually benefit your health, as reducing worry about things over which you have no control promotes calm, which can decrease anxiety and improve your immune system. Plan video calls regularly and not just about work. It's important to remember that no one is going through this alone. Everyone is dealing with this pandemic as a community, country, and world. Draw your strength from those around you and focus on being positive for them and your employees. Establish a normal routine. Make your life as normal as possible by maintaining your usual routine as much as you can. This means getting up at your normal time and going through your usual morning routine. If you usually go to the gym first thing in the morning, perhaps try going for a walk or getting in a workout in your own living room. And improve your physical health, maintaining a consistent exercise routine, and make sure that you're getting outside for daily fresh air is very important. With more time at home, commit time to making healthy meals and eating a well-balanced diet. Finally, make sleep a priority and be intentional about getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. Many creators on YouTube are offering free workout classes that require no or minimal equipment. So there's many options available for people out there, Alan, to really take advantage of this.
I think that's a great, lots of great information in there. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVY, 1030 AM, The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. Our call in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. We have some great content today. We have our guest, Claire Grunstein, coming on. So stay with us and please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing, featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McLofsky, owner of Alan Shoes.
And our guest today is Claire Grunstein, founder of Fabrics That Go, one of the oldest local businesses in Tucson, and she's probably one of the oldest owners of a business in Tucson. Fabrics That Go has been around for a long time. They carry the largest selection in the Southwest of fabrics that attract customers throughout the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and as far away as Italy. Fabrics That Go is Tucson's top choice when it comes to home fabric supply, custom upholstery, drapery, and more. Customers can easily get a free quote by giving their ideas and uploading their project photos. Please help us welcome Claire Grunstein to our program this morning. Claire, welcome to Back to Business.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Claire, this is Alan. Tell our listeners what's been going on in your business since the pandemic hit.
The pandemic has affected us as a small business, and now I'm happy to say that at this moment we're just about back on track as where we were before, and that's just a short time. So it was a hard time for everyone, and we've been through a lot. We've been in business 75 years, and we've seen a lot of ups and downs, and this was another down, but it was a little bit bigger and out of our control. But now we've got a handle on it, and I think our business will just boom because of everybody having to be home so much. They want to make their surroundings more beautiful, and we're here to do that for them. We do upholstery and drapery, bedspreads, anything made of fabric, even a tablecloth. So you don't have to know how to sew to come to our store. And some people just come to look at the beautiful fabrics. They don't even need anything at the moment, but our stock is ever-changing. We try to keep very up-to-date, and we have the latest, the greatest. And it's a meeting place for a lot of people that, you know, just like to get together and talk about fabrics. And it's just and some people think it's a fabric museum. We have about 1 million yards of fabric in stock. And it's just overwhelming, and it's an experience, a shopping experience too, because our help is so well trained. My husband Herman and I started 75 years ago with a very tiny store, and now we're over 13,000 square feet. One of the most important things that we did is we greeted every customer that came to the store, made it known that we know you're here and we're happy to have you. And that's something I've seen is gone by the wayside. I don't see that in any other store, but we've kept that our practice. And as a result, our customers are not only our customers, but they're our friends. I have at least 1,000 names in my phone log, and most of them are my customers. It's so important, you know, to put your best foot forward when you are in business. Do the best you can. Satisfy your customer. I mean, if they need sky blue pink, I'll go to the ends of the earth to find it for them. And that's not being done by a lot of businesses nowadays. It's all about the cash. My husband, Herman, was unusual, a very unusual person, but much of a comedian and a great cartoonist. When mothers would come in with their children, it could be the busiest Saturday in the world, he would sit down with the children and draw comics and entertain them. And then he'd give them a pad and pen and say, come on, let's see what you can do, you know. And customers would come in just with it because the children would say, I want to go see Herman. And so they didn't need anything, but he would take time always to spend with the children. And he was very kind and considerate. He set the tone for the business. And to this day, customers come in, talk about Herman, even though he's been gone 4.5 years. People remember him in exact words he would say, word for word. It's like having Herman there all the time, because they're always, every day, I have somebody come in and talk about him. So I just say it's been wonderful for me. I've had a wonderful life. I enjoyed bringing up the baby to this extent. You know, you start with a store about the size of your kitchen, and then it's 13,000 feet. It's quite a deal.
Claire, you know, Rob and I are sitting here. We're smiling at each other. He told me this story just a few minutes ago, how he called somebody who was nervous to come on the show. He couldn't have been talking about you, because you did such a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. But I was nervous, and I am nervous. But I'm just going to say it like it is. And like my life has been wonderful. I mean, we've had lots of hard times in our business. You know, we went through bad periods, but we always survived because we never gave up. And I never will give up as long as I breathe. Herman worked till his dying day, and he was 93 years old. I'm 93 this year, and I intend to do the same, because I love what I do, and people love the store, and that makes me happy.
Well, you know, let me tell you what we did. We're going to move it into this segment because we had it for next segment. But we wrote you a live commercial, if you don't mind, because we didn't have one on tape. So we wrote you a live commercial. We're going to see how this works here a little bit so you can sit back and listen to this. Rob, I want to tell you about a store you've got to visit soon. If you want to find interesting designs of quality fabrics, Fabrics That Go is the store for you. Located on Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell, this store has a large selection to accommodate just about any taste and any pocketbook. Fabrics That Go has upholstery fabric for furniture, fabrics for people who want to sew their own clothes, fabrics for craft projects, fabrics for masks, fabrics for window coverings, fabrics for bedspreads. They have one of the largest selections of Southwestern designs, including hard-to-find vintage fabrics and Western themes. If you are more of the contemporary design types, Fabrics That Go has that too. I especially like the fabric that Claire designed herself. Just ask to see the fabric they call Wild. You can search on their website right now. You can find it. Just go to Fabrics That Go and enter the word Wild in the search bar. Fabrics That Go has an extensive collection of antique buttons plus jewelry and clothing, including a reversible jacket Claire designed. They have lots of clearance price bargains, too. This store has something for everyone. Floral design, ethnic designs, fabrics with flowers, with horses, with leaves, chenille, linen, tapestry fabric. Hey, they even have cheetah fabric that's on sale right now. I was thinking of buying some of that for the shoe stores and putting my cheetah shoes on top of it, but they match so well, the shoes disappeared. Rob, they really have it all here, and they can help you select the right thing that will make you very happy. Claire says the 13,000 square foot store has 10,000 bolts of fabric from around the world and access to many more by special order. When visitors come to Tucson, many visit the store to find fabrics that they can't find at home. That's because over many decades, Claire and her family have cultivated relationships with fabric importers and manufacturers and bring the know-how, that spirit, that positive energy and drive, excitement and enthusiasm to their business, and that creates a warm and inviting experience for one and all at Fabrics That Go. Rob, did you know my wife and I, we're customers of Fabrics That Go? Yes, we are. Claire helped us special order fabric to cover our sliding glass door and helped us with the drapery hardware, too, and helped us find a local business to bring the project to life. At Fabrics That Go, they'll do the same for you. I encourage you to shop local by shopping the Grunstein Family Store, known as Fabrics That Go, located centrally in Tucson. It's on Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell Road. Currently, they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them at 881-4444. Now, that's one easy phone number to remember, 881-4444. The exact address, 3105 North Campbell Avenue. You can find them on the internet at fabricsatgo.com.
Claire, a quick question for you. When you and Herman started your business 75 years ago, what made you get into the fabric business?
Oh, that's an interesting story. It was 1945. I didn't know Herman then. My husband came home from the war. His father in the family, there were seven children, and father had seven jobs. He was an insurance man. He was an ice man, you know, when they had ice boxes. Wow. And five other jobs. And just before Herman came home in 1945 from the war, he had started a business maybe 2 weeks before where he was able to, this was Paterson, New Jersey, he was able to go to the silk capital of the world. He was able to go to the mills and pick up pieces of silk for practically pennies. So he decided to open a storefront. And Herman came home 2 weeks later and he said, "Why don't you help me for a few days?" Herman's few days turned out to be his 93 years. And so it was an interesting beginning. And we met about 6 or 7 years later in New York. I'm from New York. And when we got married, I was still working in New York. But then we had problems at the store, and he needed to get a loan, and I wouldn't sign the paper because I didn't want to get a loan. So I quit my job in New York, and I started working the store with him. And we were able to, I'm very budget conscious, we were able to pay all our bills and get back on track. And that was a good thing about it. We worked together for all those years. We were together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we started out working 9 to 9 Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday, and bringing work home all the time because we were never finished.
Claire, I need you to hold that thought because we have to break for our news in just a few seconds. We want you to stay with us through our break and into the next segment. Is that okay, Claire?
Wonderful.
Okay, catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen at 10 KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. The next segment, we'll have more from Claire and some more interest throughout the last segment. So we'll be right back after our break.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. Our guest today is Claire Grunstein. She's still with us. She's on the phone. And Rob, did you have another question for her?
Claire, you were telling us about how you and Herman started the business back east. Please talk to us about how you decided to move it out to Tucson.
Oh, well, that was an interesting story. I have two wonderful sons, which I forgot to mention. I don't know why. I don't know what I'd do without them. They've been such a help to me, especially as I get older. At 93 in July, I gave up my driver's license. I can still drive, but I thought it would be better for everybody if I did. I did it willingly. And so my son takes me everywhere, and that's wonderful because when the pandemic is not here, I drive, I go to work 6 days a week all day. And now I'm working from home and doing the best I can to keep that store together. We have a wonderful manager, Gene, and one of our oldest employees had retired, and now I've brought her back to work, Elaine. Elaine knows more about the drapery business than anybody in the country. She is a specialist, and that's so important because that's one of the hardest things to do is window treatments. But with Elaine, we're doing fine. And she didn't want to come back to work. I said, try it, see if you like it, because she's in her 80s. And sure enough, nothing hurts her so much anymore. She's so busy with customers that she, and that's the way it is for older people. They keep themselves busy, and they don't feel their aches and pains. And she's doing a wonderful job for us. And all our employees are helpful and kind and will answer all your questions. And it's a real shopping experience.
So can you answer what made you move it to Tucson?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it started when I brought up my sons. It reminded me. It started when my youngest son wanted to go to college. And he had been out here to visit a nephew of mine, and he fell in love with Tucson. So we sent him to the U of A, and we were living in New Jersey. And then I was missing him. My oldest son was going to Columbia in New York, and I came out to visit, and I fell in love with Tucson. I said, I can't live here anymore. I must live in Tucson. And so we had two successful stores in New Jersey. We were doing really, really well. And I, for 2 years, it took me to convince my husband to move out here. And we were already 50 and 55. And so we said, okay, we'll retire. We put in, 100-hour weeks, so we'll retire. 1 month later, we were back in business in Tucson. We had seen everything in 1 week that we wanted to see, and we were bored. You know, we're used to having a lot of people around us all the time, and we missed the customers. So caused us to open a tiny store here. We said it would just be a hobby shop. Well, P.S., that was on Campbell Avenue, and this store is our third location on Campbell Avenue. Because we had to grow, we had to get bigger and bigger, and even now, we have warehouses all over town with fabric in it because we can't fit it into the store. But we're Fabricolics, and a lot of my customers are the same. And so that's what caused us to move to Tucson is the boys. And eventually Robert quit Columbia and finished at the U of A here because he missed us. And my kids are wonderful.
I think that's great, and it's a great story. So right now, during the pandemic, do you have people that would visit people's houses in order to measure them for drapes? Yes. Or to see their furniture they want to recover?
Yes, we do. We absolutely do, because they're very careful, it's the only way you can do this. It's hard to do. I don't even understand how people can buy fabric online. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. If you're a real fabricolic, you have to touch it. It's all a matter of touch. And we have an online presence, but it's not the important thing with us. It's still the store where people, you can buy a lot of things online. You know what they are, but you have no idea what the fabric is when you just see a picture of it. So, I encourage people to come. Just look at it and, before you buy stuff online, because you don't know what you're going to get, really. You don't get the depth of it online.
What kind of precautions are you taking in the store for people, Claire, when they come in?
Oh, well, we're giving away masks free, number one, and we also have we clean the doors every 2 minutes, And everything. Everybody must wear a mask. Everything that has to be done. And we're very, very careful. I mean, and they don't allow me there. I feel safe going there because we take such good precautions. We're very careful.
We appreciate you being on our show today, Claire. I want to say thank you for being here. And we admire you, Rob and I, and we like your business. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I want to say thank you for having me. It was wonderful being on. I think it's a terrific show, and I'd like to be a sponsor, and I think I've told you that before.
Well, we got you a commercial here. Yeah. We're willing to move on with that and maybe call that down to a reasonable 30 or 60 seconds, but we figured we'd put that together there for you.
Claire,
I think it was wonderful.
One final thought from you. What's your final advice for business people out there that are struggling right now and going through this tough time. You've been through many of them over the 75 years. So what's your best advice for folks?
Okay, well, I forgot to tell you, but last year I was voted Woman Entrepreneur of the Year by a charity organization in Phoenix, Ready, Set, Go. And so I've always tried to help people get into business. You know, I see people come in with a hobby and I'm saying, you can make this a business, you know, and I'm always helping people with that. But what it is, you've got to stick it out. It's hard work. I mean, it's easy to give up, but I never give up. I never will. You know, no matter how hard it gets, I'll drive, I'll work harder. I'll just keep going. I just never will give up.
I think that's the best advice any of us can have, Claire. You know, my father worked till he was 93, so I think what you're doing is fantastic. It's just you're just a great role model for all of us in business, and we're really glad you're with
you
us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, I enjoyed it very much.
You take care and be well, and we'll be in touch. Thanks for being with
us
today.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
We're going to break early this segment and then come back in just a few minutes. Catch us at the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen, KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Allen McCloskey, owner-operator of Allen Shoes. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
Allen, a little more news this week on a potential stimulus program for businesses. I mean, we've been waiting weeks and weeks and weeks. Several businesses out there have been really holding on for this.
Can you promise me this is the last update?
Well, I can't promise you anything when it comes to this, Alan. It seems like our politicians have a lot of other things on their mind instead of helping hurting businesses. But new stimulus proposal grants a second round of PPP loans for hard-hit businesses. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have been working on a deal over the next batch of stimulus payments. Also this week, House Democrats released a revamped version of the HEROES Act, a $2.2 trillion package that includes additional relief for small business. Proposed Paycheck Protection Program updates include streamlined forgiveness for loans under $150,000 and a second draw for distressed businesses that have already received loan funding. House Democrats did release their bill this week. In addition to the $1,200 stimulus program, House Democrats proposed improvements to the Paycheck Protection Program and all that. So we're just going to have to see what happens this week. I know with President Trump being ill with COVID-19, it's putting a big damper on things. God willing, he'll get better soon. We wish him the best in getting through this COVID-19. And hopefully our government can move forward and help these small businesses that are hurting, because as you and I both know, Alan, it's pretty rough out there for some people.
Yeah, I think the uncertainty during the last 4 weeks that they've been trying to talk about this second, maybe it's been longer, it seems like it's been at least a month or two, but since they've been trying to talk about this, the uncertainty is killing some businesses that just can't hang on any longer.
I mean, how long can people go without revenue? I mean, it's going to be very difficult. I've mentioned several times that many, many years ago, we were in the bar business, and being in the bar business today, I don't know how you can operate when their business has been closed for 4 or 5 months. You've got rent payments going on. You've got all kinds of insurance.
Well, there's also, besides rent, even if your landlord gave you a break on that or was willing to suspend it, and few are, then you still have some fixed expenses. You have insurance. You have maintenance of your property. You've got various other costs that just keep going on, and you can't sustain those.
You know, and unless you have really deep pockets, how long can you continue? So if any of our politicians out there are listening, our local politicians, please do everything you can for these local people. They're really hurting. I know there's a lot of fighting going on, a lot of politicizing of all these things, but we need to step aside and help the people that are really, really needing help right now, because at the end of this, it's not going to be good.
So we've also said that laughter is the best medicine, and so in segment four, we've been doing for many weeks a little snippet of a large article that included over 200 sarcasm quotes, and it came from a study in 2015 covered by Scientific American, and in which Parade magazine reported on it recently, and it's also on their website at parade.com. They found that sarcasm can actually increase creativity flow, since creativity is one skill all business people need now in order to steer their businesses past the pandemic. Rob, we offer up this part of our show. Well, we call it a public service to our audience. So number 51, if I don't keep secrets, I just keep people out of my business.
Number 52, be the reason someone smiles today or the reason someone drinks, whatever works.
53, I don't have a welcome mat at my door because I'm not a fair.
54, ugliness can be fixed. Stupidity is forever.
Number 55, I'll get over it. I just need to be dramatic first.
56, lead me not into temptation. I know the way.
Number 57, hell hath no fury like your kid catching you throwing anything away ever.
58, sorry for being late. I got caught up enjoying my last few minutes of not being here.
Number 59, zombies eat brains, so you're safe.
Number 60, my silence doesn't mean I agree with you. It's just that your level of ignorance has rendered me speechless.
And we didn't write these, so don't blame us. We're just reporting the news here.
That's all we're doing is reporting the news.
Speaking of that, let's talk about our Putz of the Week awards that we normally do. And this week we have at least three nominees. Rob, can you pull up our nominee number one, which we call Robocall Violations?
Oh, all right, Alan. Well, I pulled up another one first.
Pull up the other one first.
All right, this one, and then we'll go to Robocalls. But this one, I felt, this was a very interesting story from England. Headline says, man 41 loses legal bid to force very wealthy parents to financially support him, and he has to pay them £60,000 in costs. That's British pounds, the dollar equivalent, I guess. A 41-year-old man has failed to force his very wealthy parents to support him financially in an unprecedented legal case. The man, a qualified solicitor in England as a lawyer, I believe, living in central London, was instead ordered to pay his parents close to £60,000 or $77,368 in legal costs after a judge ruled he had no case. The man's lawyer argued he was entitled to financial relief based on laws relating to marriage and children, as well as the court's jurisdiction to protect vulnerable adults, all of which were dismissed. Summarizing the facts of the case, UK Family Court Judge James Munby said the man, who has mental health disabilities, has a degree in history, a master's degree in taxation, and is a qualified attorney but has been unemployed since 2011. The judge added that his parents, who live in Dubai, have supported him financially, allowing him to live in a London flat they own, and until recently paying his utility bills, but have reduced that support of late as the relationship has deteriorated. The man's lawyer, Tim Amos, said he, the very wealthy parents, had nurtured his dependency on them for the last 20 years, but now sought to cast that dependency onto the British state, an account disputed by the parents' lawyers. So, 41 years old, and he still wants his parents to take care of him, Alan.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe. Do you have any other nominees?
I do have a couple more nominees here, Alan. This next one is interesting because we don't like to make fun of people that have health issues, but this one we need to bring to people's attention. Headline says, former coal magnate who battled mining health rules files for black lung benefits. A former coal magnate who fought mining health rules has reportedly filed for federal black lung benefits. Robert Murray ran the biggest private coal company in the U.S. for decades and rejected regulations designed to prevent workers from getting the disease. In his application with the U.S. Department of Labor, he said he is now heavily dependent on oxygen and near death. Mr. Murray, who is 80 years old, is the former CEO and president of now bankrupt Murray Energy. He founded the company many years ago, and he's our second
Putts of the Week.
Nominee. And the third one, it's going to take me 1 second to call this one up, Alan. I think this was one that you found.
So these are people that we feel that are being just jerks under the current situation, and they need to be called out and abused verbally, at least by our method of abusing them verbally. So that's why we have this regular segment called Putts of the Week. And we usually crown a winner. Sometimes we only have one nominee because it's so clear. This week we had several. We had to cull this down.
Yeah, we did. We culled it down to three. And here's the last one. Headline says, two conservative political operatives charged with misleading voter robocalls. Two conservative political operatives known for smearing political opponents with transparently false accusations were charged with felonies by the state of Michigan on Thursday, accused of trying to intimidate voters with false robocalls about mail-in voting. The operatives, Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman, each face four felony charges of bribing or intimidating voters and using a computer to commit a crime. Each charge carries up to 7 years in prison. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said in a news release that she communicated with the Attorney General's offices in New York, California, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Illinois, all of which reported robocalls they say intimidated voters. The Associated Press reported that Wall and Berkman were not in custody and that no date had been set for their arraignments. The robocalls falsely claimed that voting by mail would put voters into a database that would later be used by credit card companies to collect outstanding debt and force voters to get mandatory vaccines. The voice on the robocall in question identified herself as part of a civil rights organization founded by Jack Berkman and Jacob Wall. Any effort to interfere with, intimidate, or intentionally mislead Michigan voters will be met with swift and severe consequences, Nessel said. This effort specifically targeted minority voters in an attempt to deter them from voting in the November election. Berkman and Wall are notorious for several failed attempts that tried to paint opponents of presidential Donald Trump as rapists, criminals, or deviants, frequently used hiring actors who were unaware that they were being used for political stunts. Their schemes have targeted Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, former special counsel Robert Mueller, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, each with elaborate conspiracy theories that quickly fell apart under basic scrutiny.
You know, just on behalf of everybody that is out there, I don't know if there's anyone but me, but I suspect heavily there is, that's getting crank calls and getting robocalls and spam on their phone. Just on behalf of them, I think the robocall violators have won our prize. What do you think?
I agree with you, Alan, because, you know, we're actually thinking about getting rid of our home phone because of all the calls we get.
I think I need to get rid of my cell phone. I mean, cell phone is next. You know, we got rid of our home phone, and now all my spam calls and crank calls go to that. But I did have a program that updated recently, and now they just go silent, so at least the phone doesn't ring.
Yeah, it's something else. But, you know, interesting article here, Alan, for us in the United States that are afraid of high taxes. A Swiss city in Geneva is introducing a minimum wage of over $4,000 a month. I think that might not be a bad place to move to, huh?
You may not want to work if you get... Wait, we had something like that.
The Swiss city of Geneva is to introduce a minimum wage of 23 Swiss francs an hour. That's about $25 an hour, equal to roughly 3,772 Swiss francs, or $4,100 a month, for a 41-hour work week. Nearly two-thirds of the canton of Geneva on Sunday voted in favor of introducing the minimum wage, which is reported to be the highest in the world. It's set to be implemented this month, according to the Groupement Tremblantier European website, an organization representing cross-border workers in France and Switzerland. The measure had actually been rejected by voters twice, once in 2011 and once in 2014. However, the coronavirus pandemic has further highlighted Geneva's poverty problem, with reports of thousands of people looking for food. Geneva is known as one of the most expensive cities in the world and ranked ninth on HR consulting firm Mercer's 2020 Global Cost of Living Survey. Michael Carmo, president of the Groupement Transfer European, told The Guardian that the vote to pass the measure represented a mark of solidarity with Geneva's poorest residents. COVID has shown that a certain section of the Swiss population cannot live in Geneva. Geneva's new minimum wage is more than triple that in the U.S. at $7.25 an hour, and more than double the U.K.'s highest basic hourly rate of $11.20 an hour. $4,000 a month, Alan. Not a bad place to go.
Not bad. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you're a retailer or a restaurant owner or any business that struggled through the last few months, or just someone just interested in business, this is the show for you. It's Back to Business with Robin Allen, KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey.
And I'm Rob Davidson. Everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks to Claire Grunstein for being our guest today. And please be well and stay safe.
Thank you. Back to Business with Robin Allen. See you next week.
This has been Back to Business with Robin Allen. If there's a topic you would like us to discuss, please call 520-629-9555. Please be sure to join us next week at 9 a.m. for Back to Business on KVOI 1030 The Voice. The views on this program are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the station or its advertisers.
KVOI Cortero, AM 1030, the voice of Tucson. Trusted local news and talk. A Bustos Media Station.